This is St. Louis Public Radio. For Columbia, Missouri artist Fidencio Fifield Perez, paintings and paper cuttings capture moments in time. They speak of his early life in Oaxaca, Mexico, his childhood in North Carolina, and his struggle to make it as an immigrant in the U.S. under the DACA program. St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis spoke with Fifield Perez and asked him why he became an artist.
It's funny. I was never actually into art. It was other people seeing it. Some of the first times that I really saw what it could do was in second grade when my teacher, Miss Burt and Miss Ward, I came into their classroom not knowing any English, and one of them bought me my first coloring book. And because of that, the third grade teacher knew that I was good at art. And then the fourth grade, and then fifth grade, and I can see a physical line that leads to me sitting in this room. And it goes back to just a teacher believing in the student regardless of where they were coming from.
How do we get to where you are, you know, now? Were there any roadblocks when it came to trying to, you know, make it as an artist?
I had this paper that said that I graduated and that I had done this task that took 4 years, but yet I couldn't actually work or use that diploma. And so just by happenstance, that same summer that I was graduating, Obama enacted DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Luckily, because my mom had saved every single postcard of me doing art, every newspaper clipping, every report card, etc., we had physical proof of me going back 20 years of being in this country. And so I qualified for DACA, and then I took that and immediately just drove straight to Iowa City, where I did my master's.
What are some of the things that you're going to have at your Craft Alliance exhibit?
The things that I'm most excited to show at the Craft Alliance are paper cuttings, really large paper cuttings that, for me, allude back to growing up and learning this skill, this traditionally Oaxacan or Mexican. And I'd like to give you just like snapshots of what I think are conditions that someone that is undocumented sort of knows or understands. I've always been aware of how we as a society talk about those people, quote unquote, a flood, a surge, a wave, an influx, all these ways of talking about them as if they're not humans, and instead a literal disaster coming in. And so as someone that embodied that condition, taking some of those cues and saying, if you are going to describe someone as a surge, then I'm going to give you a wave, but that is suspended in a cut up map.
What are some of those family traditions that are, you know, mm-hmm. present in your work?
I think it's so funny, but people sometimes don't realize that I'm also very queer, and I'm married, have a husband. And I say that because growing up, I found nothing more exciting than making flowers out of paper with my girl cousins. And so we would do these things. We would fold paper, cut it up, make even bigger hearts or things that opened up. And that's where my affinity with paper really came, that you could take something that was ephemeral, cheap almost, and by folding it and having your hands go over it, you could turn it into something that was valuable and quote-unquote beautiful. And I'd like to think that a lot of the pieces are doing that.
Well, what about yourself, though? I mean, kind of, you know, what's next for you then? What are you looking at?
What I want to do is just have the ability to work in a studio or have a job or travel, have an ID without the fear of always thinking that ability is going to be quickly removed because of some arguments or who's ever in power.